Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we get this resume. Or not a resume. Is it a resume or is it just a reference call?
Well, we got it. Here's the way it all went down. Is Tracy got a telephone call from someone who called the front desk, obviously between the hours of 11 and 11:45. And
then we have a receptionist.
Right, and they were...
Oh, dude.
And they were able to...
so true.
And that person's working overtime because it's usually 11 to 11:30.
Okay. And we're able to get transferred to Tracy's desk, and it was a person who wanted a reference and said there's somebody who wants to be a part of work at our radio station, and we need to know about their time with your radio station. And Tracy said, okay, and wrote the person's name down and blah, 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 and just took... information. I don't know if it was a voicemail or whatever, but got the name of the person and then mentioned it to me. And I'm like, God, doesn't seem, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The name doesn't seem familiar. And
no.
I said, let's ask Bert. And I was like, well, no. And then,
bad memory.
Yeah. So
I think,
so let me, so what ended up happening was we were able to, Tracy called back and said, you know what, we're having a little bit of trouble putting the pieces together. Okay, is there anything you can do to help us out? And the person at this tiny little radio station said, well, would it help if I just forwarded their email to you, which included their resume and cover letter? And Tracy goes, yeah, that might help.
I think as a potential employer, if you hear the reference say, we don't remember who that person is, it probably makes a pretty bold statement.
But it could have been for the wrong department, or it could have been for sales, or you know what I mean?
Well, no, not that, nope. So here's what happened. So, and the reason was Tracy said, said, God, we do have a lot of people who are involved in the show, because it could also be, you can put it, if you're an intern, you can put that on your resume.
Of course. So we want you to.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who are involved in the show. So if there's anything else you can help me out, I can go back and look. But this is early 2000s. So it was a long time ago. So the person at the little radio station forwarded the email to Tracy, which included the resume and cover letter. So I'll just read from the resume and cover letter. And then we have since figured out who this person is.
Oh, really?
So we need to debate how to handle it.
Okay.
So the resume says, objective, seeking for an interesting and challenging role in radio sales management. So there's a typo in their objective. But it's seeking an interesting and challenging role in radio sales management, education, University of Georgia. Skills, irrelevant here, related experience. And then there is a company that I've never heard of, a broadcasting company that is not here in Atlanta, where they were a salesperson. Then there is a company that is here in Atlanta called Cox Communications.
I've heard of them.
And they did some time there as a sales assistant.
It's not jail.
And then what's
did
that?
Did some time down there. Time served.
And then, it's just a different company. It's
was
not
an
jail.
Employee dot.
Okay, but then they
broke out in 2006.
But then they started their time in the broadcasting field at Q100 Radio.
Okay.
On-air personality and website blogger, February 2002 to October 2003. Participated in top-rated Burt Show discussing dating and relationships. Reviewed dating in Atlanta on Q100Atlanta.com. Worked with client and station partners to execute promotions and events.
Okay.
That's their only on-air experience. Everywhere else, it's a sales assistant type position.
Okay, and the position, again, that they are applying
sales
for
manager.
Is sales manager. Got
then
it.
In their cover letter, it's your standard issue, blah, 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 cover letter, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the lines that pertain to Q100, I'll just read those two. I have several years of radio experience on both sides of the building, sales and on-air, blah, 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 blah. I am confident that my combination of practical work experience as a seller, a sales assistant, and on-air personality, plus my solid education, has blah, 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 blah. Right?
Okay.
Sounds good. Right.
So we've done some research. In February of 2002, we did a radio bit where we got a girl on the air with us for five consecutive days to go out on five dates with five different guys.
Okay.
She wrote about her experiences on our website and followed up with us every morning on how it was going. I believe the objective of the date was the five guys. Tell me if you remember this, Bert.
I don't.
We're five guys from five different parts of town.
Okay.
And I think it was an ITP versus OTP type of dating.
I don't.
Thing.
I remember like doing it with different
I don't
businesses,
remember.
But I don't remember doing one with different parts of town.
I don't even remember.
Like, we'll date a doctor on one day, we'll date a salesperson.
This is the same idea. Like, okay. Kennesaw was Monday, Buckhead was Tuesday.
So she was a listener who called up to participate.
Indeed.
In this.
So,
but, oh, but, that's so, awesome.
But here's what she did. She
on
said,
air personality.
So she was on with us, I would say, for a week. Let's guess a week and 2 days because, you know, every day during the week. And then I'm sure that we talked to her.
Follow up.
A follow up and all that stuff. So that, well then, but she says she was here after October 2003, and if it's the person that, well, the person that we're thinking of called back in October 2003 to tell us that since the bit she had been dating one of the guys, but they had just broken up, and if we wanted to do it again, we could.
So she just gave us an update.
And she was back on the air in October of 2003.
Okay. Her
but
second shift.
Her resume says she worked with us the entire time.
On-air personality and website blogger, February 2002 to October 2003.
Great. That is fantastic. So talk about spin.
But
Merry
you creative. Said initially that you think that this is a person that we should help out.
I think that we just say, I think Tracy confirms it. However you have to do it, you know how you have to do it the human resources way?
See, now you're going to set a precedent.
I think any one of our listeners who's been on the air can claim they're an on-air personality.
Well, she was creative.
Exactly.
And she's going really creative.
No, it wasn't creative.
A sales job.
Right.
Like, she's selling herself right here. And she's going for a sales manager position. I'm impressed.
I am too.
I'll tell you what, there's a difference between being creative, which would be stretching the truth, and lying. She's boldly lying here. She was never an employee, never worked for Q100.
Is it that she was employed with us, or it's just that she had experience
with us? It says Q100, it says related experience.
See, related experience doesn't mean related employment.
No,
I give her credit for trying really hard, but no.
Related,
I think it's fantastic.
Related experience, it does not say pay, because, you know, like, it does not say, it says account executive at this company she's at now. She's been there since the summer of 07. And then it says, I mean, it doesn't specifically say that she was, when she was over at Cox, that she was a paid employee.
Is there something like here
perhaps,
to asking
perhaps
people?
She was a courier and she delivered something to the
sales
Cox
related.
Building. Yes.
Good morning. Looking for ways that you really stretched on your resume. Who's this?
This is Desmond.
What's going on, Desmond?
I put on my resume a couple of years ago when I was coming out of college that I had experience wiring explosives because I had worked at a fireworks show for a couple of years with my uncle.
Wire and explosives. Oh,
wow. Now, today they'd probably get you flagged by the FBI, but you know.
Right.
At one point, it was a good experience to have.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for being an employee of the Burt Show. We appreciate it. Yes. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Every time that I fill out a job application, I always never put that I ever got fired if I ever did get fired. Sometimes I didn't, but sometimes I did.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them that I moved because I've lived all over the country because my dad's in the military, or he was when I was younger.
Oh, I can understand
well,
that.
Well, it could be true. I mean, you moved from whatever, you know, Grant Park
to
Midtown.
I always get fired for stupid stuff, and then no one would ever know, and I'm such a good person that...
What
I get fired for
what are some
stuff.
Of the reasons? I'm always fascinated by people who get fired from multiple jobs. So what are a few of the reasons that they told you to stop working?
Well, when I worked at Books and Zillion, I got fired because my manager, she really hated me.
Okay, yes. Right.
Really hated me, so she had it out for me.
Right.
So I worked there for like a year, and I was a faithful employee every day, but I ended up getting fired. They took my hours away because this girl got caught stealing, and I said, well, you know, everybody does it because they didn't have any security devices.
Everybody does it.
So I said, everybody does it, so they took all my hours away. And then I was talking on my cell phone one day when I was there, the 3 days that I would work a week, and they were like, Elisa, clock out, you have to go. And I cussed my manager out and walked out.
So I think if you're going to go out, you go out with
all of the employees.
We're going to have to get into that one day, how like when you got fired, you went out with a bang.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, you
teed
do
off
it well.
On your body.
Taking the fish.
They had it for her anyway.
Yeah,
she's never going to work. She's only talking on her phone and
boss hated
stealing.
Her.
Jim, the stretch on your resume.
Yeah, I was a bag boy at a country club, and I put that I was a country club outside operations associate.
That's I love it.
Country
great.
Club what? Outside?
Outdoor operations associate.
Excellent.
If you put the word associate next to anything, it gives you more credibility. Hey, Emily, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good to talk to you guys. I'm actually a career coach, and I'm driving to work right now. I spend my days helping people make their resume sound amazing. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of experience helping people in this way, and one of the best ones I ever had to do was a mother. She had worked years before, but at this point she was a full-time mother, had to go back to work. So she said to me, what am I supposed to do? I said, you're a mother. You're full-time. This is what you do. You're a manager. So I took her resume, made her sound amazing. I would have hired her. Anyone would have hired her with her management experience. So when you're a mom, you're hands-on. You're doing everything.
What was her job title?
What's her job title?
Director of Family Operations.
Sort of like that. I mean, people looked at this afterwards and were like, this is awesome. So, you know, in the business, it's just a matter of finding the loopholes and finding ways around it. Regarding the woman that you guys were talking about, I was cracking up. I mean, that's really creative. The one thing, if she had come to me, the one thing I would have said to her was she lied and that she needed to put something like freelance or something like that because she didn't work for you guys
freelance.
As you went from February through October.
Freelance is great.
Is
yeah.
But she doesn't say, if you read it, she never says she was an employee. She says related experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On-air personality, February 2002 - October 2003. So what if we're just applying the common use of the hyphen? When she didn't mean it to be right.
That
what she meant was
through.
She just meant those 2 months.
Right.
Hey, Rachel. Good morning.
Hey, Bert. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I actually put on my resume. I had been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years, so I hadn't worked, and I put on my resume that I was a child care provider.
A child care provider. Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Like I worked at a daycare. Kind of thing.
Sure.
It's great.
So are we giving the recommendation to her or not?
I think
it's a standard legal one anyway. You're not allowed to say anything bad.
Right.
Anyway,
you can either confirm or deny if that person worked for you for that period of time.
Their freelance status.
So what's the vote?
Wendy? I think it's fantastic.
I'm not going there.
I say go.
I'm not taking the call.
I say no.
I'm with Wendy. So Jen, you're the deciding vote.
Oh, I don't want to be the deciding vote.
Well, you are.
I can't do it. Make Tracy do it.
It's all on you, man. When the call comes in and we put it to you, are you saying she worked here or not?
No, I'm not.
Here, Bird Show. Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.